Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we react to an Eagles victory over the Packers, 34-29. 1-0 on the season. You know what for the Friday night game allowed us to do, Hugh? Not just enjoy the weekend, but we got to see the whole slate of week one yesterday because we didn't have a game. Eagles played on Friday. So we got to sit back and watch the rest of the league. So right, let's go around here and kind of just go through some of the things that stood out to us, Hugh. First week of the season with the Eagles playing on Friday. Give me something that hit you yesterday.
What was it? I was watching that Browns-Dallas game. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady didn't have a whole lot to say.
Tom seemed unsure of when to talk yesterday.
Yeah, and he didn't talk unless he was absolutely teed up to talk. It was a lot of dead air. I'm not saying he was bad because I don't know what the process is to get him ready for the broadcast, but it just seemed like there was a lot of dead air when he was during the broadcast. It was like he would talk, and then it would be a awkward amount of silence.
It was a lot, yeah.
It was more than usual, and I don't know if it was like that for anybody else. But that's something that stuck out to me yesterday. He wasn't talking a whole lot.
So two things on the Brady thing. I didn't think it was a great debut. I mean, I think he was awful. Like, I didn't want to turn the sound off because of him, but I didn't think it was a great debut either. Two things off what you said, Hugh. One, did you see the story a couple weeks ago that he's not allowed, because he's trying to buy a piece of the Raiders?
He's not allowed to come to games?
No, he's not allowed to do the go to certain practices before the game and the production meetings. You know how sometimes the coach will sit down and talk to the broadcasters and then
he can't go to those.
Yeah, and then the broadcaster will like subtly bring up points, but he won't say the coach said it, but you know that's where he got it from. I don't know if he has all that information, so maybe it's just like it's more dull, his analysis right now. So that stood out. The other thing is, they demoted Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen was the number one broadcaster last year. They played, you know, the color analyst alongside Kevin Burkhardt.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Olsen's better than Brady.
Yeah. Right now, he's more polished.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, man. If you're going to hinder Tom Brady like that and not allow him to go to those meetings and everything, then you're doing us a disservice as fans.
Of course.
You know, I mean, if... And I'm not telling Tom what to do because, you know, he's in a position like hell. I'm not in a position to buy ownership stake in a squad. He is. There probably is a decision that needs to be made, whether or not you want to go in the booth, like, in, or be an analyst or go hang out with Howie and those cats. Because, like immediately, that was the first thing that stuck out to me. Because I was excited to see what he would have to say.
Me too.
With his knowledge of the game. And you know, because somebody said he was better than Romo. No, he wasn't.
No,
let me tell you.
No, I don't think so either.
Romo came in with a knowledge of offense that only offensive players have. And he brought you behind the curtain. He, like they say, open the curtain up for you.
Yeah.
Romo opened the curtain up for you, and that's the reason why most of these cats talking about football like they talk about it, because he brought you into a part of the game that nobody really talked about. Olsen does the same thing.
Yeah, and I thought when Romo first started, he did something no one else really did, which was to guess the plays, and he did it well often. Now,
because he just walked off the field.
Yeah, and he brought something. Brady just was blah. Like, he's supposed to be Tom Brady. He'll get better, I'm sure. He'll probably work tirelessly at it, but I thought it was not a great debut for Tom Brady. Kyle, what stood out to you yesterday across the NFL?
So I know the Texans won. Anthony Richardson is a lot of fun to watch. And the Colts, I think, like, look out. I don't know if this is necessarily going to be the year, but, man, if Richardson can stay healthy all year long, that's going to be, one, a fun division to watch. But, like, his arm might be some of those passes he was making, like 65 yards in the air.
It's insane.
And, like, not even, like, stepping into it. He might have the biggest arm I've ever seen.
Kind of reminds me of, what was this, 2018, 2019 Josh Allen before he figured it all out. Like, you just see it. It's like, whoa.
Like, a little raw, but you're like, wow.
Yeah, he can make a lot of plays. Yeah, that was a fun game. And they got close at the end, and the Texans beat them. I mean, look, there's a lot that stood out to me yesterday. Obviously, one of the big things, because it's in the division here, is the tire fire of the Giants that we knew they were going to be.
The tire fire.
But it's even worse. I mean, apparently Brian Daboll's being asked about Daniel Jones losing his job.
He is still the starter, by the way.
Okay, so that just bet against them next week. And listen, this was Dexter Lawrence after the game. Dexter Lawrence, Giants defensive lineman. I'm one of their few, you know, obviously good players. He was not happy they were getting booed yesterday at home as they lost to Sam Darnold and the Vikings.
Oh, you're on defense, not offense, but there was some fans did not seem very happy at a lot of points in this game. Could you hear that on the sideline?
Could I hear the fans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they
however many fans there are.
Yeah, booing at home. Yeah, booing your team.
Could I hear them?
Yeah.
Can you get another question, please?
Do you pay? What do you make of that? What do you make of the boys?
I don't respect it, honestly. I get it. They want to see their team win. You know, it's just a rough patch. It just is what it is.
Rough patch.
Rough patch. That's
how
you describe it.
Had two winning seasons since 2011.
It's been an 11-year rough patch.
Rough patch. You know, if there's one thing to do, and that's not to do, or one thing you shouldn't do as a player, is challenge fans who are upset, Hugh. I mean, you live this. If fans are booing.
Yeah, you probably, that's one battle you ain't going to win.
No.
Because they're going to start booing you just to boo you, because they know they're living rent-free in your head. Dog, your best bet would have just said, hey, man. It's a long season. We'll get better.
Beyond the whole, like, I don't respect it thing, did you catch what he did in the, like, before that? He's like, yeah, the amount of fans that were there.
Yeah.
Like, buddy.
Yeah, that was.
It's 1 week. You can't start fighting with your fans.
I mean,
dude,
that was ugly. I mean, they made Sam Darnold look like he could play. And Sam Darnold, we know, really can't play.
And, like, in New York, of all places, you're not winning that battle.
No,
you're definitely not winning.
There's like 13 million people.
Well, I would hate to have to do radio in New York today.
Well, last year in week one, the Jets season ended with Rodgers. And this year in week one, the Giants season.
They're still
season
alive for one more night.
They've got one more night. All right, this one stood out to me yesterday. Aside from the Brady stuff, that Brown Cowboy game was a lot. Specifically,
a bit creepy.
I don't think we'll ever get luckier in Philadelphia than the Eagles obviously having some sort of interest, along with other teams, in Deshaun Watson at some point a few years ago.
And Russell Wilson, for
and
that
Russell
matter.
Wilson. And Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, according to a lot of reports, didn't want to come to Philadelphia.
He did us a favor.
It's unbelievable. I mean, we can have our debate and conversation about Jalen and where he's at right now as a quarterback. He's at a level so far above whatever Russell Wilson is at this point, which is like half a backup on the Steelers. And then Deshaun Watson, he's fully cooked. Deshaun Watson yesterday... He He had 15 passes. He had 10 passes over 15 yards. And
as opposed to not being fully cooked, Joe.
He's burnt.
Like
semi-cooked.
He's overcooked. He's like burnt.
That dude is totally charred.
The smoke detector's going off in the kitchen. He's so bad. No, it's over.
The thing that stuck out to me with that was the level of, how can I say this? Like, not caring about what, like, or it looked like he did. I don't know what he was thinking. But his facial expressions were just like, hey, okay.
Whatever.
You know what I mean? Hey, I get $70 million or something. Cleveland Brown fans were upset. Who was that guy you was telling me that he's he does college basketball games?
Oh, John Fanta.
John Fanta had a rant, and Spike tweeted it. And I admired it because in that rant, he was clearly upset. But he didn't use not nan one cuss word. Which I thought was pretty impressive as a Browns fan when you look at the way that they were playing. He just was – he was real reserved, but you could tell that his feelings were hurt. They were extremely hurt.
Well, you know what probably hurts Browns fans' feelings more than anything else? They dumped Baker Mayfield for Deshaun Watson.
And he balled out yesterday.
Baker Mayfield has been way better than Deshaun Watson since they dumped him for Watson. Baker's just outplayed him by a lot. He went to the playoffs last year. He played well yesterday. There's a lot. All right, one last thing that I thought of watching the games yesterday. So when we were in here Saturday, Hewitt Howard, we were discussing how the first couple games, mm-hmm. the new kickoff rule didn't really hit.
It didn't. Yeah,
it hit yesterday, though. There were more kickoffs yesterday. So we had a kick return for a touchdown. The Cardinals had a kick return for a touchdown. And I think yesterday, I'm trying to see if I can pull up the number here. So yesterday, there were 54 kicks returned.
Mm-hmm.
And last year in week one, there were only 32 combined. So it led to more returns yesterday, including a kickoff return in the Cardinals game against the Bills yesterday.
It's ugly, though.
It is weird looking.
I hate it.
But do you like that there's more kickoffs returned?
Well, that's what they were hoping for.
Yeah, less touchbacks.
It didn't, like...
But initially, that wasn't the case. Like it took the weekend for it to kind of get jumping,
yeah.
Though.
Eagles game and Ravens game, there wasn't.
Yeah, they weren't trying to do all that.
I saw the numbers, though, but did it, like... Just before seeing the statistic of there being more kickoffs, did it feel to you like it was, like, did you notice an improvement in the amount of returns? I didn't.
I felt like there were more, but it didn't feel that exciting to me until the touchdown.
I was more jarred by how ugly it was. Like, there's something, like, beautiful and satisfying about the kickoff and everybody running down with the kicker.
And the wedge, like Ike Reese with his neck roll, like, smashing into people.
I love that.
Yeah, man, but that...
I don't like it.
I hear what they're saying. They're trying to keep people healthy, but yeah, that is something to be said about being running down on kickoff and de-cleating somebody.
Yeah. Those days are over now, though.
Yeah, they're definitely over.
Yeah, all right. Last thing, also, and Hugh, I don't know where we're at on this, but are we teetering towards Bryce Young being a total bust?
I don't know. He had a bad day.
No, dude, we can't teeter.
He's had a
We're
bad
diving in.
Career
dude
so far.
Dude stinks.
He's so bad.
He does not belong out there.
He had a bad day. Like, he had a bad day.
Bad day.
He had a bad
They've
day.
All been
man.
Bad days. Has there been a good day yet?
No, like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, if I'm Bryce Huff, knowing that the season just started.
Bryce Young.
Bryce Huff. Yeah. And the season just started. And I had that kind of performance, Bryce Young. I would be probably sitting at home rethinking some things. Like that's a tough way to go, because at first you thought it was the coach.
We got a new coach.
And you got a new coach. And you start the season like that. That has to be a tough spot for that young man.
And what are the Panthers thinking watching CJ Stroud, too?
Yeah, they were like, damn, we could have had that guy.
I mean, it could go. It's probably going to go down as an all-time draft mistake. I mean, they had a chance at a great young quarterback, and they took a bad young quarterback.
It looks like a shot.
And you feel that. You know what I mean? You feel that, especially when you talk about what the Texans did yesterday and what you're doing. You feel that. And that's what I'm thinking about when I'm like, damn. He probably going home and watching the highlights, and his teammates are looking at him, and they're not saying it,
but they know.
They're thinking it. They're thinking
this guy can't play.
Damn, we should have got
the other guy. Yeah, he flat-sticks. Or we found that rant that he was talking about, the one from John Fant. He's a college basketball announcer. He's a big Cleveland Browns fan. Listen to how sad Browns fans are these days with Deshaun Watson as their quarterback.
The only thing that's nice right now is the sun that's shining. It shouldn't be. That was utterly embarrassing, pathetic, disgraceful, shameful. You gave that guy under center $230 million fully guaranteed. $230 million fully guaranteed. He's not great. He's not good. He's not even average. Right now, I put him on par with Bryce Young or Daniel Jones. He can go stand in line with them.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rip the Band-Aid off before it's too late, because the rest of that locker room knows it. Deshaun Watson's done. That first half against Dallas was an utter joke. I'm tired of hearing about rust. I'm tired of hearing excuses. I'm tired of hearing that the two-time NFL coach of the year, it's all his fault. Folks, he can't play.
Yeah, I feel
it
bad.
Ain't happening.
I feel bad.
Accept reality. I'm ticked.
He's definitely ticked.
That was a great. I'm ticked.
Yeah,
he can't,
like, he
play.
Can't play.
Accept reality.
Yeah, that was a lot, man.
That reminds me of me during the end of the Wentz era. I mean, it's accept reality.
But
I
don't see you maintaining your poise like
no,
that.
No, I yell.
Yeah, but he maintained his poise throughout that whole rant, which was commendable.
The glasses stayed on.
Yeah,
we've seen other people not be able to handle it.
No,
he didn't use not nairn cuss word.
No cuss words.
No cuss word at all. Not nairn.
Do you feel bad? I feel bad for Browns fans. I mean,
why?
Well, because they can't get it right. No matter what they do, it's wrong. Every decision they make is wrong.
Yeah,
they draft
like
Baker
that.
Mayfield. They dump Baker Mayfield. They get Deshaun Watson. He's terrible.
I don't feel bad for like the Browns. I do feel bad for their fans.
They're fans.
Yeah,
they love football, and they'll never see a team win.
Yeah, I'm from Ohio, and I've had my friends call, and you know they wanted to come to the game here in Philly. Now they're like, how you say, Kyle?
That game is the biggest lock Eagles win of the season. The Browns are a joke. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Gabe Cherry Hill. What's up, Gabe?
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen? Good to talk
what's
to you.
What's up, Gabe?
Hey, Gabe. What's up, pal?
What's up? So I wanted to first share my excitement on the Brazil game. As you guys know, I've called them before. I'm Brazilian. First, I wanted to ask, did you guys ever try the caipirinha that I put you guys on before?
No, I never got a chance to have it. I wanted to. That was one of our favorite try days.
I didn't want it.
You didn't want it? Why?
No, I'm saying I just doing
it. Hugh's afraid of new
things.
I'm afraid of new things.
I trust you. It'll be good. I have yet to have my victory caipirinha, so I'll have to have one this week. But it was really nice to see boys over there in Brazil and get to see the culture. And
wait a
minute,
not to cut you off, Gabe, but have we heard from Elliot? Is Elliot cool?
Elliot was on CBS the Sunday Morning News. Did you see
that? I saw that, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is Elliot back? Is Elliot is he not in jail?
I was texting with him during the games yesterday.
Okay, so we don't know if he's not in jail yet.
Right, he could have smuggled a phone into prison. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if Elliot can survive in Brazilian prison. They're gonna stuff him with feijoada and family queijo. I mean, it might not be good for him over there. But hopefully, he can make it back in one more time in one piece.
Yeah, I believe in him. Elliot will be back. He'll be good. So, what'd you think of the game, Gabe?
It was great. I much like all the other Philadelphia fans, obviously panicked at the beginning. But once reality kind of set in and I was kind of just be able to call myself and everything, these guys did not play in the preseason. So there's obviously a lot of rust to shake off. And it was an interesting point that was brought. I think the afternoon show brought this debate up. These guys aren't the Sixers. They don't necessarily have to prove themselves too much to me. I have seen the team fire on all cylinders, and I think it's just more so just knock the rust off. If Jalen's still performing that way in week three, then yeah, there's still questions, but I like what I see on paper first and foremost. And I liked what I saw on the field. They were able to fight through despite all the rust, despite, all the turnovers and the mishaps. And because it was some sloppy football on both sides of the field to start the game off. But, mm-hmm. The way that Nick said it at the end, it was an ugly win, and sometimes ugly wins are okay. And I feel like, as a fan base, we find that hard to accept sometimes because we want kind of not necessarily perfection, but we want our team to kind of perform on all cylinders all the time. But it's hard to win in the NFL, man, especially in a new country and after, a 10-hour flight, all that stuff. And these boys did it. They stuck in through all four quarters. They came back with a W. They made my weekend amazing because I was able to finally go through, Saturday and Sunday with an Eagles W. But I'm excited. I'm happy for the rest of the season. And hopefully I have confidence that they'll be able to turn it around because we have a competent coaching staff this time around.
Well, and you saw the difference. And Gabe, man, we appreciate the phone call. The coordinator difference, you could feel it right away. I mean, Kellen Moore with motion in his offense and scheming guys open. And then Vic Fangio, the numbers would tell you the defense was a problem. They gave 414 yards, yeah. 7.1 a play. It was a lot. But they got an interception, which was a mm-hmm. huge play in that game.
Opportunistic.
And red zone. The Packers were 1-4. If you go 1-4 in the red zone, you lose most
Bend
of the time.
Bend but don't break.
Bend but don't break.
Gave up a lot of yards too on the ground, but still, that they played exactly how I thought they were going to play for the first one. I mean, it's still a work in progress, and they're going to get better. We still talk about the pass rush. That was a non-factor in this mm-hmm. game. They're going to get better.
Yeah, if they can get their edge rushers to be, to give a little pressure and they get Avante Maddox off the field, this defense could be...
I'm okay complaining about the pass rush in a winning effort.
Me too.
It hits a little different when you complain about it and you get beat. That's something different.
If you were trying to defend Huff today and they lost, you'd be in big trouble here.
No, I definitely wouldn't defend him. I'd go ahead and feed him to the wolves. I'd just say, hey, we still got a lot of football left to play and leave it like that.
I agree with you. It doesn't feel sustainable, though.
The defense?
You can't win with your linebackers being the reason that you're getting pressure. You need to have pressure from the front four, or we're not going to keep winning this way.
Of course. Yeah, and it's also not sustainable to allow that many explosive passing plays. Now, I think they could clean that up because they go on, because Quinyon looks like he could play. Slay, is still competent, and they'll get either Rodgers or DeJean on the field soon. But as long as Avante's out there, they're going to attack him. He struggled a lot on Friday night. 215-592-9400. But let's hear from Sirianni. He was talking after the game about what our last caller, Gabe, brought up, about them fighting through it and finding a way to win a close game.
What I'm really proud about, Jeff, is it was sloppy. It was definitely sloppy. And both sides, there was things, on both sides that looked like that was sloppy. But we were able, as a football team, to persevere through some dark moments, right? There was going to be some good stuff that happened in that game. There was going to be some bad stuff that happened in that game. And our guys just kept coming back. And I told those guys after the game, the dog mentality, the mental toughness, meaning the same thing, having the same attitude, effort, and energy no matter what the circumstances, not only serves these guys well as football players, but it's going to serve them well in life because life's hard. And these guys are fought through some tough stuff. And I know we got tough guys and they tough-minded guys. And so it's not going to look week one, it rarely looks pretty.
Should have let that go a while ago.
Long talking.
Start talking about life is hard.
Yeah, but that's tough. Dog mentality.
Yeah, but it was you could have probably stopped talking.
But he's a long talker. We know
he is. He's a long talker. Dude, the message hit home, though. The message was hit home.
The cuts in here are like 2.5 minutes. It's unbelievable.
No, because that, like, he's reflecting. He read a book. He's reflecting on the past. And he's happy that they went through this. Because, like I said the other day, like, that was a good win because everything was on display that we needed to see and needed them to move past.
He just goes off on the most absurd tangents.
Yeah, but we needed to see that. No, it was great. It was great to see.
So I think he was trying to spin it different than last year. Because last year, it became a negative thing the way they were winning. And, and it became almost weighed on them and us as a fan base that they weren't impressing. I think he was trying to make it – he's trying to flip the script. Like, last year was like – they won, but, and I think he's trying not to make it like that for his team again. And I appreciate that because it's only the first game. Now, I agree with Kyle, and I think a lot of people would agree with this. What they did Friday is not sustainable over next 16 games. Like, they can't turn the ball over that much and allow that many yards rushing. They got to be better. And if they're better, then we'll be fine here. Cowboy Jim, do we have to take this call?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, the Eagles won, so I'll take the call. What's up, Jim?
Eagles, Schmeagles. If you guys didn't win the game, the Packers lost.
Oh. We're back to 2023 officially.
It's like exactly like you and the Browns, buddy. Yeah, Deshaun Watson.
You went up against the worst or second worst quarterback in the world right now, Jim.
Dak threw like for 170 yards.
And all these excuses for the Browns. You know something? Shut up. Okay? People picked the Browns to win that game. Some of you, a lot of you there at WIP picked them to win. So don't sit here and tell me that, oh, they're terrible. After the game, tell me that they were terrible. How about if the Cowboys just had a great defense?
What have I done to deserve this?
They did play good defense.
Cowboys defense is very good, Jim, but you have to admit Deshaun Watson is fully cooked.
He's horrible.
He stinks.
And and you know who wasn't rusty or sloppy? Dak, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons.
Dak threw 170 yards, Jim. What are you talking about?
It wasn't a great day. It was okay.
I get to talk here. For the last 6 months.
He's trying to tell us who gets to talk.
Dropped him.
Mm-hmm.
You dropped him?
See you, Jim.
Oh, wow. That was, okay, that's what we're doing around these
You don't
parts.
Come on our show and tell us who gets to talk.
Hey, listen,
that was the last straw right there.
I hear you. I got you.
I think it'd be a fun bit if we take turns each week, one of us hangs up on Jim. Yeah, I do it once in a while. Kyle just zapped him.
Whose trigger finger gets itchy first?
I think it'd be a fun game.
Y'all ain't
I think the audience would really appreciate it, actually. Pick up on Jim to hang up on Jim. All right, 215-592-9494.
That was cold.
Because he gave you some bourbon doesn't mean it was cold.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
Like, yeah, you know what? The audience will never hang up on him.
I know.
Because he's going to be afraid that Jim won't give him bourbon anymore.
He was bought.
Unbelievable, dude.
I'm not bought.
You are bought.
He gave you bourbon and was delivered by someone that was nice to look at. And then since then... You know, you're not as harsh on Jim as you need to be. All right, 2-1.
That was cathartic, man.
It did feel good.
More often.
Especially after when the Cowboys win, it makes it feel better. 215-592-9494. We'll finish up on the phone lines reacting to an Eagles win. They're not the only winner in town, though. The Midday Show will pat themselves, yes, us, on the back next. And we have to discuss a potentially troubling situation that may be going down during the afternoon show today. That's next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.